This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump says his indictment on Tuesday is just another politically motivated prosecution. The AP's Sagar Magani.
It's Trump's third indictment this year with four counts.
Conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Special counsel Jack Smith announced the stunning allegations that Trump fueled the Capitol riot through lies.
Targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government.
It's the first time the ex-president will face legal consequences for his bid to stay in power. Trump is due in court tomorrow for a case he and backers are dismissing as politically motivated, based on fake charges.
The Union for Striking Writers will meet this week with studio representatives to talk about restarting negotiations. The AP's Donna Warder.
Striking Hollywood writers and actors picketed outside Universal Studios Tuesday. David Goodman of the Writers Guild of America, whose members have been on strike for 3 months, told the crowd they'll continue to picket.
We are going to win.
We are going to win.
And until we do, we're not going anywhere.
And Tuesday night, the WGA sent an email to members saying that the head of the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers has requested a meeting on Friday to discuss the resumption of contract talks. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. military is reporting that an American soldier has died in Germany after a truck hit his armored vehicle on a highway. We don't yet know his name. Beijing, China is reporting its heaviest rainfall in at least 140 years over the past few days, 29 inches. More than 20 people are known dead. This is AP News. As the heat wave bakes Europe too, Europeans are saying, well, okay, to air conditioning.
As the summer breezes fade, sweltering Europeans are giving air conditioning a skeptical embrace. During Europe's heat wave last month, Floriana Peroni's vintage clothing store in Rome had to close for a week. A truck of rented generators blocked her door as they fed power to the central neighborhood hit by a blackout as temperatures surged. The main culprit was air conditioning. Like many Romans, Peroni herself does not have AC, either in her home or in her shop. Rome once could count on a Mediterranean breeze to bring down nighttime temperatures, but that has become an intermittent relief at best. Europeans, as Peroni says, tend to tolerate the heat and shun air conditioning, but that's starting to change. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 71 points yesterday. The S&P fell 12 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.